Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, John Kuzma, and this is the endzoneblog.com's Across the Middle show, where we talk about all your latest NFL news and action. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us. We got a couple topics up. We're going to start with Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders have enough cap space to make a splash in free agency. Grady Jarrett, Frank Clark, and C.J. Mosley should be at the top of their wish list. The Oakland Raiders defense was dreadful in 2018, and they finished 26th in the league, surrendering a whopping 381 yards per contest. It's tough to win in the National Football League when teams are able to march up and down the field so easily, and that's why John Gruden needs to revamp that side of the ball this offseason. With Oakland running a 3-4 scheme, the biggest improvements need to come up front on the defensive line. It's probably wishful thinking that the Raiders will get Grady Jarrett and Frank Clark, but those two players will instantly change the silver and black for the better. Jarrett and Clark combined for 19 sacks this past season, and that will significantly bolster the team's pass rush. Then it's about adding someone like C.J. Mosley to take away those running lanes. Mosley is a winner, and he'd immediately bring some toughness to that group. Spending over $45 million per year on three players is a risky move, but subtly Oakland would start to resemble what John Gruden had in Tampa Bay when he won the Super Bowl back in 2003. Keep in mind, the Raiders have three first-round picks in the 2019 NFL Draft, and they could also add someone like Rashawn Gary or Ed Oliver to be the cherry on top of an already great situation, which would leave two other first-round picks for Gruden to clean up his offense. Can you imagine how much more competitive this roster would be with all that talent? This could be the difference between having a winning record or not. And remember, this ball club would still have some cap space to work with and two more first-round draft picks in 2020. You can see how things would start to come together, and it's the best course of action on the table for a franchise that's desperately trying to turn their culture around. So John Gruden takes over the Oakland Raiders, and he pretty much guts the team by trading away Khalil Mack, got rid of Bruce Irvin. Just a lot of changes that he did there. Shipped Amari Cooper out to. Really, what he was doing is he was stacking draft picks and he was clearing cap space. So basically, what he was doing with those, with the cap space and the draft picks, is just setting this team up for the future. And now, you know, we're in the offseason, we're heading towards the draft. The Oakland Raiders have three first-round picks. That's a lot by itself. So if you go out and you load up the defense, which was the weakest link for this team, and you get Grady Jarrett, who's an interior guy who had six sacks, you get Frank Clark, who had 13 sacks, those two guys are going to immediately upgrade your defensive front. And then you get someone like C.J. Mosley, who's a very good middle linebacker. You can play him at middle in the 4-3, and I believe he'd hold it down, and he would do an exceptional job. The guy's, like I said, he's a winner. He's tough. He's instinctive. One of the better middle linebackers in the league. And then you go to someone like Rashawn Gary or Ed Oliver in the draft. Probably Rashawn Gary, it looks like they're going to be leaning, especially if you add Grady Jarrett, because you could go Hankins, Maurice Hurst, and Jarrett in a rotation at the interior positions. And then, you know, you got Ardon Key. And if you sign Frank Clark, you could also put Rashawn Gary on the outside. And then suddenly, not only do you have a defensive front, you have a couple players that you can work in a rotation and just make that your competitive advantage, your defensive line. That's where you win at, and you have a surplus of talent there. You guys are so stacked up. That's going to keep a fresh player always on the field. And you win at the line of scrimmage, which is so important in the National Football League, especially defensively. You know, it's a passing league. And how do you counter these great quarterbacks? You get some great pass rushers, a group of great pass rushers. And then everybody, as far as linebackers in the secondary, will improve greatly because now these quarterbacks are throwing with a blitzing linebacker or a defensive end in their face. And they just start telegraphing passes, then interceptions go up. And it's just a you know, I guess a trickle down, a trickle backwards effect. I would say trickle down, but it's really trickles backwards to the linebackers and then back to the secondary. I think that's the plan of action if you're John Gruden. Load up the defense. Obviously, no one can be Warren Sapp like he had in Tampa Bay. But if you have, you know, Hankins, Maurice Hurst, and Grady Jarrett, that's pretty stacked. And then, obviously, no one's going to be Derek Brooks, but C.J. Mosley is a very good player, no doubt about that. It gets you closer, or gets Gruden closer to what he had defensively in Tampa Bay. And I just think with how bad they were, you have to go that route. And then you have, you know, that first pick to get Gary or Oliver. Or whoever, if you want to get into the linebacker, that's fine too. And then you'd still have two more picks in the first round to improve the offense. So Gruden can have it all in this draft if he plays his cards right. And you have to believe that they will. It's going to be a good offseason for the Raiders. And I really have been saying it all throughout the season. I think the future is bright for Oakland or wherever they're going to play at, Las Vegas eventually. I think they're just... the worst is in the rearview mirror for Raiders fans. The next topic we have up, the Arizona Cardinals should stick with Josh Rosen and trade the first overall pick for a king's ransom. That's how you turn a doormat team into a contender. There's a lot of speculation coming out of Arizona that the Cardinals are thinking about trading Josh Rosen and selecting Kyler Murray number one overall. Cliff Kingsbury even went on camera while he was at Texas Tech and stated that he would take Murray with the first pick if he was in a position to do so. However, that wouldn't be very smart of Arizona because Rosen fits the mold of what an NFL quarterback should look like. Even though Murray is a dynamic playmaker and coming off a Heisman-winning year, Rosen is the guy who can sit in the pocket and beat teams with his arm. A lot of people are already writing the young quarterback off, but you have to remember he was only a rookie this past season and he's going to improve quite a bit. The other problem with turning the page on Rosen is the fact that the Cardinals were dreadful offensively under their old coach, Steve Wilks. Kingsbury will put in a system that should bring out the best in Josh Rosen. Murray would be good at extending the play and throwing on the run, but it's dangerous to go that route in the NFL. The defenders are too physical, and it's not like Murray's size is going to help him when a 300-pound defensive lineman is trying to take his head off. You can get away with those things in college when you're more athletic than everyone else. In pro football, the only one who makes those plays on the field is Russell Wilson and maybe two or three other guys. The Cardinals have to stick with Josh Rosen, and then they should trade the first overall selection for a boatload of draft capital. We saw the Los Angeles Rams pay Tennessee six draft picks to trade up and get Jared Goff in 2016. If Arizona has the opportunity to gain four or five picks, there's no doubt they should take that offer. Doing so would give this organization the tools to succeed down the line. By avoiding their history of poor decision-making, the Cardinals can finally take the steps towards a brighter future. So Josh Rosen, drafted in the first round last year by the Arizona Cardinals, struggled a little bit in his first season, but, if you remember Sam Bradford actually started before that, he was terrible too. I think more so than those guys being just terrible. And I mean, Bradford, it looks like at this point in his career, the wheels have fallen off, but, I think that situation was just bad, and maybe those guys would be better in an environment that was more conducive for success, you know, with, you know, wide receivers out wide, better blocking out front, maybe a couple of running backs. I just think Arizona's so depleted that it's extremely hard for anyone to have success there. But the good news is things are changing. Cliff Kingsbury is an offensive innovator. He does run a system that caters to the quarterback position, and he calls plays that can manipulate a defender one way or the other and create throwing lanes and wide open receivers that turn into big plays for the offense. There's no doubt that the Arizona Cardinals are going to be better offensively under Cliff Kingsbury. And of course they have Vance Joseph to take care of their defense. Now, Steve Wilks and the staff last year, they clearly did not have a very good grasp on the offensive side of the ball, whether that's because of coaching or whether that's because of a lack of talent, probably a combination of both. But just how Cliff Kingsbury operates, and just because offense is his specialty and because Steve Wilks was really a defensive-minded coach, I think immediately that's going to help things because an offensive-minded coach is going to get more out of less. So even if he has less talent, he's going to do a little bit more because that's where his strengths lie. And he has the creativity to draw some things up that can create favorable situations for the offense. And, you know, Josh Rosen was a rookie. You got to remember, Peyton Manning threw more interceptions than touchdowns his rookie year. Jared Goff did too. So when all these people jump on Josh Rosen and say, you know, he's not good, and if you go on Twitter, pretty much the consensus is Josh Rosen is not good. You know, Josh Rosen's rookie. Remember, Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench behind Brett Favre for, what, 3 or 4 years before he got on the field? So to say a rookie is garbage is just way too quick to pass judgment on a player. And a lot of rookies don't even get on the field their first year. Patrick Mahomes didn't even get on the field really his first year. And look how good he's doing. So I think this experience as a rookie is going to help Josh Rosen later on. I think once the pieces around him improve, it's going to help him too. I think Cliff Kingsbury being there helps him too. So there's a lot of things that are proving that the arrow is pointing in the right direction and their stock is trending upward. So like I said, you know, Rosen's going to get better. Not even Tom Brady was great in his first year as a starter. You know, yeah, he had a lot of success early on in his career, won those Super Bowls, but his play, like what we know now, him throwing for 500 yards and things like that. Well, I guess last year throwing for 500 yards in the Super Bowl. This year he kind of cooled off a little bit. But it took, you know, 6, 7, 8 years before Brady really started to completely dominate the game. And that just lets you know that quarterbacks early on in their career, they have a learning curve. Look at Alex Smith. Alex Smith was not good early in his career, lost his job to Colin Kaepernick, came back later on and actually became a much better player in Kansas City. So you had to be patient with the quarterback position, and I think Josh Rosen down the line will actually be a pretty good player, stands tall in the pocket, beats teams with his arm, smart guy. I think he's going to be fine. Just get him some help, and things will improve for the better in Arizona. Really, that's all I have today, though. I thank you guys for listening. I just got a breaking news report in that's pretty big, which we'll have up on tomorrow's podcast. I'm not going to spoil it for you today, but there's a big trade that just happened. We'll talk about it on the next podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I'm John Kuzma. I'm signing off. Have a great day.